The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Sitting right beside me, well, maybe 800 miles away, is Captain John Reagan, the Financial State of the Union.com.
That's a little more than 100 miles.
Yeah. No, I was thinking 800 miles away. Maybe it's less than that. But, you know, hey, John, we were talking about the depressions. Depression, you know, the 1929, 1930, all the way up to World War II, that depression, and the current one we're in. And the word depression, I looked up, I just typed in depression on a search engine, and it's, you know, it's a mental depression. That's what comes up as the first. Isn't that amazing that that's the first result, second and third, that mental depression is what search engines think that you're looking for when you type in depression. Well, I guess a lot of people are depressed. The reason I'm bringing that up is the president did not like the term panic. And that's why it's called depression. Because it was called the panic. A financial panic. And it was serious. Literally, people were jumping out windows and taking their lives as a result of the 1929 panic, also known as the Great Depression. But it looks like this one may eclipse that one by far. And you're going to tell us about it.
It's like I've said before, is that what's coming is going to make the Great Depression look like a party. And I wish we had time. You know, this would probably take the good part of an hour just to go through it. It's that good of an article that goes in and talks about the differences between now and then, corporate bankruptcy, and, you know, back then, you know, banks failed. Today, we prop them up, and it just, you know, makes the situation worse. Unemployment, I mean, you lost your job, and you had to find one, although that was easier said than done. Today, there's all kinds of social programs, which in the not-so-distant future, government won't be able to afford, which is going to lead to a social unrest that the Great Depression didn't have. We saw how testy things got when the the electronic benefit cards didn't work for a couple of days in a few states. Just imagine when that goes away altogether. Welfare, again, the way things worked back then, it was, you know, basically, you know, family, friends, or church group that was your safety net. And today it's like I've said, we now have over 50% of the population getting some kind of assistance from the federal government, whether that's, you know, the food stamps or Obamacare subsidies. There's just so many ways. One of the big things that's changed is regulations. We now have more regulations than anybody can keep track of, and much less obey. And the more wages, or excuse me, the more regulations you have, the the worse things end up. You have less freedoms and more costs. Taxes, oh my goodness, you know, they got the camel's nose under the tent in 1913. We typically talk about the Fed getting instituted then, but it was also the constitutional amendment that allowed income taxes, and of course the way they sold it, it'll only be a small percent on the rich people in the Northeast, and we see how that turned out. When you just saw the recent report, when you combine federal, state, and local taxes, it takes up 22% of income. And the sad thing is because they've lied so much about the the unfunded liabilities that in order to fund those, they would need more than 100% of income just to keep it from getting worse. Prices, you know, they experienced the deflation back then, which leads into problems, and we've experienced some of that too today. And you know, we're seeing the manipulation, we're seeing the volatility, the wild swings. In fact, we've gotten so used to it. Oh, the Dow went up 500 points, Dow goes down 500 points. No big deal. That's normal. Society's changed, and not for the better. A little bit in that section gets into communications, which now are instantaneous. Back in the 1930s, you were really just seeing the release of radio as a medium. You basically had newspapers and the postal service and of course, all the wives that had the free time to gossip. It was before World War II where they got all the women to work, and then they managed to entice them to stay in the workforce and let the let somebody else raise your kids, especially the government, so we can indoctrinate them the way we want to. Then there's the way people worked. Of course, back then, work was really work. So much of today, we go to an air-conditioned office and sit in front of a computer. And some of the younger ones spend a lot of their time on Facebook in addition to that. The markets have changed quite a bit. And yeah, that's probably one of the places where it's going to get rather interesting. We built a bridge to nowhere by kicking the can down the road as much as we have. And there's, you know, when it collapses this time, it's not a pretty sight. It doesn't get into how that translates into with the lessons of history. When you have severe economic times, what you see is war, and we may get to some pretty hot stuff before the collapse that we're expecting. The other overlay on this is the dollar is now essentially worthless, and when you have a currency collapse, the lessons of history tells us that you end up with a dictatorship. I think for all practical purposes, we're there. And then we have to overlay the changes since World War II. We're not going to have another war like World War II. We had time to change our industry, which we still had then. Now we'd have to reinvent the industry to ramp up our production of, you know, tanks and airplanes and ships. But the next war is kind of like what we've been talking about in preparedness. It's going to be where you are with what you have. And we were a bit isolated by both oceans. And that didn't stop an attack. Of course, we've got Pearl Harbor as an example of that. But by and large, the United States escaped pretty much intact, whereas Europe and Japan were in horrible shape, and that's why we were so successful in the 50s without competition. And then we've got all the technology that kind of breaches that gap now. And again, we've talked about it. You know, it doesn't take that much to take the electric grid down, whether it's with an EMP that fries things or whether it's with selectively taking out certain large transformers, and it's not even a high amount of those. And we're just not capable of recovering society without electricity. You know, back then, if we had been attacked and lost our grid in that way, people were still alive that knew how to do things the old-fashioned way. Today, we don't know the old-fashioned way. And that's what's going to make this round so much more deadly. Vincent.
You're talking about just the grid. And as you were saying that, I was thinking about, let's just take one item out of our house, just one item, the refrigerator. Let's take that out. What would life be like without a refrigerator? It'd be almost impossible for most of us. What would life be like without the electric stove? How many of us have electric stoves? Or if you have a gas stove, will that work? Will the broiler work without electricity? I submit to you, if it's within the last 15 years that it was manufactured, it won't work without electricity. Why? Because there's an igniter, and it's like a toaster element that glows yellow to red hot, that must glow for several seconds and keep glowing while the flame is operating in your gas stove for the to bake or broil. It's amazing. So without electricity, even a gas stove doesn't work. Now, how would life be like without a stove or a refrigerator? Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
When Dr. Lane Sebring appeared on Fox News and claimed that he could give seniors a second shot at youth, viewers were highly skeptical. But then they saw the proof. Despite being 61 years old, Dr. Sebring is still competing in martial arts competitions against guys half his age and winning. But what's even more remarkable are his lab tests that back it all up. His blood pressure checks in at a healthy 110 over 78, and his blood sugar never jumps above 70. So what's his secret? Sebring has been using a powerful green drink that he personally formulated called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens was originally created to help older guys in the military who are dealing with achy joints and stiff muscles. And for a limited time, Dr. Sebring's letting you try the drink absolutely free. All he asks is that you chip in a few bucks to help cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. greens75.com. greens75.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John Reagan's with us. And John, I was thinking about the 1950s as you were discussing it. And what happened in the 1950s is a lot of our servicemen came back home from fighting in Europe and in the Pacific. And there was a four-year built-up demand for everything. And the guys wanted to get married and start a family all at once. And they wanted to buy everything. They wanted to buy automobiles. And I don't think there's a 1946 automobile. They wanted to buy tools. They wanted to build houses. They needed appliances. They needed clothing. They needed shoes. Everything, tires, everything you possibly think of. And there was this boom. And industry responded. And we were very, very successful. And, you know, some people think of, boy, those heads of industry and those captains in marketing, boy, were they brilliant. Well, actually, the demand was so great, almost anybody could be successful back then. But we did create lots of really neat products very, very quickly. And that's one of the things that made us great, that massive amount of demand. So what ended the first Great Depression? That'd be World War II. And I asked my parents about that. I remember in the 1970s sitting down with my mom and dad and saying, so what caused the Depression to end? And they were kind of stymied. And then they realized World War II, that caused it to end. John?
Well, that might end this next depression, too, but yeah, that's mean you'll live to see the other side of it.
Right. Right. By the way, I'm looking at a headline, and this is in the Daily Mail. It says, "The system is rigged. Donald Trump's outrage as Cruz is handed landslide victory in 34 delegates in Colorado without a direct vote by the state's Republican voters." You know, we may have a revolution if Donald Trump is not the nominee of the Republican Party. And I believe he's absolutely right. I believe the system is rigged. And as I was doing tractor therapy over the weekend, going round and round, spreading manure on the farm, I was thinking about how in Virginia, literally, when it was my turn to vote in those electronic voting machines that they just newly unleashed on us, I would take very deep breaths. I'd hold my nose and I'd run over to the electronic computerized voting machine and vote. And that was my way of saying this whole thing smells. These candidates, year or election after election, are just the worst possible choices I could think of. And those were selected for our voting pleasure. And we were told that if we voted for someone other than a Republican or a Democrat, we were wasting our vote. Remember that those days, John?
The good old days when they at least pretended your vote counted.
That's what I mean. That's exactly what I mean. They pretended our vote counted. Now it's you don't have a vote. In Colorado, and one of our instructors called me and said we should sue the Republican Party, class action suit. Sue the Republican Party for this charade. The charade that we're going through. You know, we spend all this money, taxpayer money, to have these votes, and they are a charade. He's got an excellent, excellent point. What's next?
Well, since you've brought up voting, we might as well go to the control section. The first link is the direct YouTube link. I got a must-see 7-minute video, Election Fraud, and the link underneath the description of video is where I'll be working from. They hacked one of the memory cards for Diebold machine, and what you see in that video is a result of a test. That they took the guy, didn't even let him in the room, and they just took the memory card. They picked one of the machines at random, put the card in, and I'll describe the rest of it when we get back.
You know, we've been lied to for so long that that our vote counts. I am absolutely not convinced our vote counts. And what I said about the two crime syndicates, Republicans and Democrats, absolutely true.
So you got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Is there a difference in body armor? You bet there is. Quality, warranty, price. Get it all from Patriot Armor. Veteran-owned and operated, Patriot Armor plates are made in America. Extensively tested, independent lab certified. Come in many options and protection levels with a lifetime warranty on our steel armor plates and Viper plate carriers. Plus, industry-leading prices starting at just $149.99. Click PatriotArmorDefense.com or call 727-280-7146. When your life depends on it, trust no other. Patriot Armor.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendabite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendabite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report every weekday on the GCN Radio Network. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, John, we're talking about voter. They're a voting machine fraud. Please continue.
Now, this one might make it difficult to sleep at night. I don't think they've gotten to introductions, but the group of people that had there sounded like that they were or had been election officials, and these machines that were at this location were the OCR type, where you fill out a ballot, you know, marking the box you want to vote for, and then they're scanned in. So at least with these machines, you have a paper trail. Machines that we have around here are the ones that have the screen, and you check the box on the screen. So we don't even have a paper trail here. So they put this memory card in. They turn the machine on, and it goes through this startup routine, and it prints out, the vote counts, showing that everything zeroed out, has a place for the election judge to sign, showing that, we didn't stack the votes in this machine. And they had a little mock election. What they did was, one question, can the votes on a Diebold system be hacked using the memory card? And the options were yes or no. And what they did is they had two of the people vote yes, the other six voted no. They scanned them into the voting machine. And then there's another form that you run through there that tells the machine that's the end of the voting. So it doesn't allow more votes, and it prints out the results. Well, when the results printed out, it said 7 yes, 1 no. So it had the proper number of votes, but nowhere near what the real vote was. And just to show that the card wasn't programmed to print out those results, they went in and looked at the actual vote counts that were contained on the memory card. And in doing that, showed the 7 yes, 1 no. So it's, without going to auditing the paper trail, the results exactly the opposite of what the people voted for. And one of the participants actually cried because she realized that, all the work they've done to try and have fair elections is meaningless because the machine can be programmed to do whatever they want.
Larry Nichols was on this broadcast, and he said Hillary will become the president. And those were the days when Hillary was under the microscope. And those were some dark days for Hillary. And anyone paying attention to the news would say, come on, impossible. She's a criminal. And many people have accused Hillary Clinton of being a criminal, as well as Bill Clinton. And when Larry Nichols said on the air that she will be our next president, it was very hard to believe that, all things being above board and honest. But we're finding out that there's a lot of skullduggery going on. And the voting machines is part of it. The delegate count is part of it. It doesn't matter what the will of the people, the will of the villagers is. They're going to put in whoever they want. And maybe they'll get that revolution that they're hoping doesn't come. Because there are more of the villagers than there are of them. And so who's gonna be blamed for all of this? It'd be the government. It'd be government workers of all kinds. All kinds. The Blue Plague, the men in black dresses, they're all going to get blamed for this. Because they are the ones who are supposed to be working for our protection. For honesty. There's nobody to call, John. And as I was going around the tractor yesterday, there's, who are we going to call? Ponzi Joe? Ponzi, I'm talking about Joey Kyle. The sheriff of Christian County, Missouri, who allegedly is going to prison, federal pen, for a year and a day for the crimes he committed. Who are we going to call him? It seems to me that there is nobody for us to call, and we have to help our friends, help our neighbors, help our family, and we need to be prepared, because as this spirals down, there's nobody to call. The last thing I want to do is call the cops, because they bring guns and make everything worse. There's a TV series I've been watching. I think you might want to consider watching it, class. It's called Manhattan. It's about the Manhattan Project. It's about building the bomb. And it was about the skullduggery, the lies, the deceptions that our government was involved in, even back in the 40s. This is nothing new. It's just being exposed more by the internet. If we're paying attention, we can find this out. John, back to you.
Well, in school, you probably learned about photosynthesis, the process that the plants use to convert sunlight into energy for the plants. Well, scientists apparently have now found reverse photosynthesis that can be used to break plants down. And that can be used to generate fuels and things like that. But what disturbed me in seeing this article is anything that you see out there, what is the weaponized use of this? So imagine if they take this technology and, take it to your farm. So all of a sudden, all the plants you're raising just, die.
I think they have taken technology to our farm, and not just our farm, John. As I look at the trees are dying. I've said this over and over. For those who are in the firewood business, it's great until no more trees grow. I think they have taken it to the farm. And, John, I mentioned this to you, and I'll just say it. This puts me at risk, but I'll say it. I've been having these strange dreams. You might call them nightmares. And they're short. And when I wake up, they stop. I stop them by waking up. And they're weird. I mean, they are just very, very strange. People I don't know in them. These aren't dreams about projects I'm working on, people I know. These are weird places I've never been, things I've never seen, things I don't even think about. But it's always a life or death type of a situation. And it's a nightmare, literally. And my question that I've been asking myself is this a result of, is there a correlation that includes the lightning, bursts, and the metal in my body from these chemtrails that I can't seem to avoid? Am I being disturbed by the electromagnetic radiation that's in the environment? And some of it's man-made, Wi-Fi and microwaves and cell phones. And, if I travel and go to places that, public places that have all that stuff. But it's not just that. Could it be the power lines that are on the roads enhancing these strange thoughts? Could it be the lightning in the, over the farm? We've had lightning blasts right over the farm. I had really strange dreams last night, and it was during a lightning storm. Is it just me? Is it just me, or are others experiencing the same thing? I just wanted to put that out there, at risk of being thought to be a nut, or more of a nut.
I'll leave that one alone. Let's slip on down to the bigger picture. Watch out, artists. And we've talked about computers, robots, and artificial intelligences taking away jobs. And we've talked about how even high-level jobs like doctors and CPAs are not exempt from this. But we've fairly considered that creative-type work would be, well... computer paints new Rembrandt after analyzing hundreds of his portraits and even recreates the brushstrokes using a 3D printer. So these AIs, artificial intelligences, can be trained to look at, whether it's paintings or voices. We could have new work from Elvis. because of artificial intelligence. I'm beginning to believe that there may be nothing that is safe, and you know, given the way things are going with this election, how long before people are going to demand the fair artificial intelligence take over the government?
You know, as you were saying this, John, I was thinking about the weaponized use of this artificial intelligence. And it sounds to me like we can watch a video of us, you know, as evidence against us doing something that we didn't do in a place we've never been, in our voice, in our movement, in our gait. Is that what we're talking about, John? Is that... Sounds like you could go that far.
They probably can. They just don't because they don't want to reveal how advanced the technology currently is.
Last segment coming up, USAPrepares.com. I'm Vin Finelli. Captain John Reagan's with us. Very disturbing. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Cheetah, you've got your.
Take my.
When you go to
the. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
John, during the break, I took a quick look. I typed in gas stove on a search engine. You know, a gas stove is minimum $448, $1,800, $2,500, $1,700. It's amazing how much a gas stove costs today. And I'm seeing more and more prices of the things we need go up and up and up. So I called a used appliance store, and I said, "Hi, do you have any used gas stoves in stock?" Sorry, we're out of them. It's amazing. So I think what's happening, John, is what we're talking about. We're talking about people are broke, and the price of some things are getting so high that people are buying used. So I just wanted to share that with you.
Let me see if I can quickly get through the next couple of articles. Lying about it since 1948 and DNA storage. You know, we've talked about geoengineering before and how even as early as the 1950s, scientists saw this haze in the polar region. They didn't know that it was, you know, chemtrails being sprayed. And there is a Senate committee report from 1978 that talks about this activity going on since 1948. So the government's been at this a long time. But the next article, DNA storage, scientists have found a way to encode photographs, digital pictures, using DNA, because DNA is... you know, whereas a computer bit only has one of two values, when you look at DNA, it actually has one of four values. So you can actually put more in a smaller space. And what I find disturbing about this, and let's go back to, if you get a picture on your computer, there's a number of other things that can be encoded into those. In fact, terrorist groups and I'm sure the spy agencies, which just another terrorist group, can encode messages in photographs. So you don't notice it in the photograph, but they're there. You could also have computer viruses encoded into an image. And don't get ahead of me. If that isn't scary enough, the thought came to me because we, at least at our level, don't know how to piece DNA together to create living things, whether it's a bacteria or something larger. And what happens when you have a photograph that you encode that the DNA string that it puts together becomes the end product is a very deadly pathogen. And, of course, that won't stop them from continuing their work. And let's see, with the time left, let's go up to the health section. Illegally alive, there's a Boy Scout, used to live in Illinois, misdiagnosed with Crohn's disease in 2011, and medical treatment didn't work, but he'd read where cannabis oil could make a difference, so the family ended up having to move to Colorado. And his quote, I thought, was spot on. I'd rather be illegally alive than legally dead. Vincent?
Spot on. Spot on. Yeah, there's a lot of questions about cannabis oil, and you know, as a person who believes in individual liberties and freedoms, I'd like to see the legalization of drugs, but I don't want to see people impacting others by being high, and. And I'd like to see more research done on these oils. I really would. Captain John Reagan, thanks so much for being with us. And I'm going to call you after the broadcast and see if we can get you on another time during this week if your schedule permits. Captain John Reagan, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Class above all, honesty and integrity.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.